Books on Tape presents Not in the Flesh, a Wexford novel by Ruth Rendell. Read by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. Tom Belbury died in May, and now that summer was over, his brother missed him more than ever. Neither of them had married, so there was no widow and no children, only the dog Honey. Jim took Honey to live with him. He had always liked her, and it was what Tom had wanted. When he knew he hadn't long to live, he worried a lot about Honey, what would happen to her after he was gone, and though Jim assured him repeatedly that he would take her, Tom said it again and again.
"Haven't I promised over and over?" Jim asked. "You want me to put it in writing and get it witnessed? Well, if that's what you want."
"No, I trust you. She's a good dog."
Tom's trust hadn't been misplaced. Jim lived in the cottage that had been the brothers' parents' home, and there Honey went to live with him. She was no beauty, owing her ancestry to an apparent mix of spaniel, basset hound, and Jack Russell. Tom used to say she looked like a corgi, and everyone knew corgis were the Queen's dogs, having, so to speak, the royal seal of approval. But Jim couldn't see it. Nevertheless, he had grown attached to Honey. Apart from fidelity and affection, she had one great virtue. She was a truffle dog. Every September, at the beginning of the month, Tom and Honey used to go into one patch of woodland or another in the neighbourhood of Flagford and hunt for truffles. A lot of people scoffed. They said truffles couldn't be found in Britain, only in France and Italy. But there was no doubt Honey found them, was rewarded with a lump of meat, and Tom sold the truffles